Snape stopped talking very abruptly. He and Filch both looked down at the foot of the stairs. Harry saw Mad-Eye Moody limp into sight through the narrow gap between their heads. Moody was wearing his old travelling cloak over his nightshirt and leaning on his staff as usual.
"Pajama party, is it?"
he growled up the stairs.
"Professor Snape and I heard noises, Professor," said Filch at once. "Peeves, the poltergeist, throwing things around as usual. And then Professor Snape discovered that someone had broken into his off—"
"Shut up!"
Snape hissed to Filch. Moody took a step closer to the foot of the stairs. Harry saw Moody's magical eye travel over Snape and then, unmistakably, onto himself. Harry's heart gave a horrible jolt. Moody could see through invisibility cloaks. He alone could see the full strangeness of the scene. Snape in his nightshirt, Filch clutching the egg, and he, Harry, trapped in the stairs behind them. Moody's lopsided gash of a mouth opened in surprise. For a few seconds, he and Harry stared straight into each other's eyes. Then Moody closed his mouth and turned his blue eye upon Snape again.
"Did I hear that correctly, Snape?" he asked slowly. "Someone broke into your office?"
"It is unimportant," said Snape coldly.
"On the contrary," growled Moody, "it is very important. Who'd want to break into your office?"
"A student, I dare say," said Snape.
Harry could see a vein flickering horribly on Snape's greasy temple.
"It has happened before. Potion ingredients have gone missing from my private store cupboard. Students attempting illicit mixtures, no doubt."
"Reckon they were after potion ingredients, eh?" said Moody. "Not hiding anything else in your office, are you?"
Harry saw the edge of Snape's sallow face turn a nasty brick colour, the vein in his temple pulsing more rapidly.
"You know I'm hiding nothing, Moody," he said in a soft and dangerous voice. "As you've searched my office pretty thoroughly yourself."
Moody's face twisted into a smile.
"Aurora's privilege, Snape. Dumbledore told me to keep an eye."
"Dumbledore happens to trust me," said Snape through clenched teeth. "I refuse to believe that he gave you orders to search my office."
"Course Dumbledore trusts you," growled Moody. "He's a trusting man, isn't he? Believes in second chances, but me, I say there are spots that don't come off, Snape. Spots that never come off. Do you know what I mean?"
Snape suddenly did something very strange. He seized his left forearm convulsively with his right hand, as though something on it had hurt him. Moody laughed.
"Get back to bed, Snape."
"You don't have the authority to send me anywhere," Snape hissed, letting go of his arm as though angry with himself. "I have as much right to prowl this school after dark as you do."
"Prowl away," said Moody, but his voice was full of menace. "I look forward to meeting you in a dark corridor sometime. You've dropped something, by the way."
With a stab of horror, Harry saw Moody point at the Marauder's map, still lying on the staircase 6 steps below him. As Snape and Filch both turned to look at it, Harry threw caution to the winds. He raised his arms under his cloak and waved furiously at Moody to attract his attention, mouthing,
"It's mine! Mine!"
Snape had reached out for it, a horrible expression of dawning comprehension on his face.
"A sealed parchment!"
The map flew up into the air, slipped through Snape's outstretched fingers, and soared down the stairs into Moody's hand.
"My mistake," Moody said calmly. "It's mine. Must have dropped it earlier."
But Snape's black eyes were darting from the egg in Filch's arms to the map in Moody's hand, and Harry could tell he was putting two and two together, as only Snape could.
"Potter,"
he said quietly.
"What's that?"
said Moody calmly, folding up the map and pocketing it.
"Potter!"
Snape snarled, and he actually turned his head and stared right at the place where Harry was, as though he could suddenly see him.
"That egg is Potter's egg. That piece of parchment belongs to Potter. I have seen it before. I recognize it. Potter is here. Potter in his invisibility cloak."
Snape stretched out his hands like a blind man and began to move up the stairs. Harry could have sworn his overlarge nostrils were dilating, trying to sniff Harry out. Trapped, Harry leaned backward, trying to avoid Snape's fingertips. But any moment now...
"There's nothing there, Snape," barked Moody. "But I'll be happy to tell the headmaster how quickly your mind jumped to Harry Potter."
"Meaning what?"
Snape turned again to look at Moody, his hands still outstretched, inches from Harry's chest.